परम करुणा बहु दुइ जाना निताय गुर चंद्र परम करुणा बहु दुइ जाना निताय गुर चंद्र सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा बजो बजो भाई चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी बजो बजो भाई चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी विश्वास कोरी छोटा विषय चाड़िया से रस माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि विषय चाड़िया से रस माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि विषय चाड़िया से रस माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि मुखे बोलो हरि हरि देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवन नाई मन दयाल दाता ओ रे भाई त्रिभुवन ना मन दयाल दाता पशु पक्षी जूरे पाषाण विदरे सुनि जार गुण गाथा सुपखी जूरे पाषाण विदरे सुनि जार गुण गाथा पशु पक्षी जूरे पाषाण विदरे सुनि जार गुण गाथा संसार माझिया रोहिली पोरिया से पद नहीं लो आशा अपन करम भुंजाय समान ओहो लोचन दास अपना करम भुंजाय समान ओहो लोचन दास करो ना कहु दुहि जाना हिताओ रे गोरा चंद्रा परम करो ना कहु दुहि जाना हिताओ रे गोरा चंद्रा निताय गौरचंद्र जय श्री निताय गौरचंद्र भगवान की जय। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा। सो वो कहाँ है? हिंदी इंग्लिश इंग्लिश ओके। सो लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ द फेस्टिवल ऑफ जगन्नाथ मिश्रा। सो द मेन सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्यज अपीयरेंस वॉज हेल्ड टुडे एंड ऑल्सो विल बी हेल्ड टुडे the Jagannath Mishra feast in the evening. So, though the feast is in the evening, actually the main feast is in the morning, right? Because the feast through the years is actually our main feast. Srila Prabhupada was at the airport and the devotees brought Bengali sweets, Sandesh. Prabhupada used to love Sandesh. And devotee said, Prabhupada, there is this Bengali sweets, Sandesh for you. And Prabhupada was happy. And another devotee came, said, Prabhupada, we have just printed your Chaitanya Charitamrita in German. And Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, eyes wide open. And then he held the book. He said, this is real Bengali sweet. So the main feasting is actually held through the years. And one can go on feasting as one's appetite will go. In this world, if you keep on feasting, you will one day have some diabetic problem or some indigestion and your appetite is going to reduce. But the nature of this feast is one's appetite should go on increasing actually. So we can always feast through the years and unlimitedly, there is no limit to it. So we will have the main Jagannath Mishra feast now. We'll be residing 16 verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I selected the 16 verses because Lord Chaitanya is combined avatar of Radha and Krishna. He's not just avatar, he's Radha and Krishna combined together. When Radha and Krishna combined together come, that is Lord Chaitanya. So Krishna appeared on Ashtami day, Janmashtami. Radha Rani appeared also on Ashtami. 8 plus 8 combined is 16. And Ashtami day is half moon. And so Krishna Janmashtami, Janmashtami is also half moon, Radhashtami is also half moon day. But Lord Chaitanya appears on Purnima, the full moon day. So they are combined together. Even the days are placed like that, that Purnima itself signifies that half moon day of Krishna and half moon day of Radharani, both Ashtamis, combined together as Gaur Purnima. So therefore I have selected 16 verses to be recited to celebrate the festival of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So we'll begin the recitation. This is all from the this is Adi Leela, 13 chapter. It's probably typing mistake. So 13 chapter Adi Leela, 13 chapter 98 onwards we'll be reciting various verses. So please repeat behind me. Nadiya Udaye Giri Purna Chandra Gaur Hari. Kripa Kari Haila Udaye. Papadama Haila Nasha Trijagatera Ullasa. जग भरी हरि ध्वनि होए. वंस अगेन. नदिया उदय गिरी पूर्ण चंद्र गौर हरि. कृपा करी हईला उदय. पाप तम हैला नाश त्रिजग तेरा उल्लास. जग भरी हरि ध्वनि होय. यस यू कैन रिसाइट. नदिया उदय गिरी पुन चंद्र गौर हरि. कृपा करि हईला उदय. पाप दम हईला नाश त्रिजग तेरा उल्लास. जग भरि हरि ध्वनि हय. नदिया उदय गिरी पूर्ण चंद्र गौर हरि. कृपा करि हईला. पाप दम हईला नाश त्रिजग तेरा उल्लास. जग भरि हरि ध्वनि हय. नदिया उदय गिरि पूर्ण चंद्र गौर हरि. कृपा करि हईला उदय. पाप दम हईला नाश त्रिजग तेरा उल्लास. जग भरि हरि ध्वनि हय. नदिया उदय गिरि पूर्ण चंद्र गौर हरि. कृपा करि हईला उदय. पाप दम हईला नाश त्रिजग तेरा उल्लास. Jagavari Hari Dhanihaya. Hare Krishna. So, I'll just explain the meaning and we will discuss verse by verse. We'll have 16 verses today to recite and discuss. So, Nadiya is the place. Udaygiri means where the sun rises or the moon rises. Udaygiri, the place, the horizon. And Purnachandra, the full moon, Lord Gaurhari, out of his mercy, Kripa Kari Haila Uday, the Lord, the full moon of Lord Gaurachandra arose on the horizon of Nadiya. When the Lord, the full moon arose, what was the effect of that? Papatama Haila Nash, the darkness of Papa, the sinful reactions. So all the sins were destroyed. Tri Jagatera Ullas, the three worlds experienced great jubilation. Jagabari Hari Dhani Haya, and the whole world was filled with the chanting of the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The verse says the whole universe was filled with chanting of the Lord's name. By our chanting, when this temple hall remained vacant, right? We could not even fill the temple hall. Even and that corner, the voice of Harinam could not be heard. Let's try once again. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compares the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to the simultaneous appearance of the sun and the moon. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurudaye Pushpavanto Chitra Samdota Monado. So, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have appeared simultaneously as the sun and the moon, the horizon of God. There's another comparison. Who is the sun? Who is the moon? They both are like the sun and the moon. They both are like this. They both have the characteristics of the sun and the moon. So, two characteristics of sun and two unique characteristics of moon. So, the sun, we know that when the sun rises, sun dissipates the darkness. Sun dissipates the darkness. And the darkness is, as this verse mentioned, of sinful reaction. Or the darkness is that actually ignorance. Because of ignorance, people commit sins, papa tama. What is this ignorance? This ignorance is also a relative term. This ignorance is also a relative term. Like there are so many educational institutes, they say, you know, we are dispelling the ignorance. But the scripture says all jadvidya is ignorance. Right? The Vedic knowledge is real light. Bhagavad says the Vedic knowledge is ignorance. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, vancha, adi, sab. So all the Vedic knowledge is all about dharma, artha, kama, moksha, praya. Tregunya Vishaya Veda. So the Vedas may call the Jad Vidya, the educational institute, what they are saying, that we are dispelling ignorance, but they are in ignorance. Even the Vedic knowledge as per the Bhagavad Dharma is actually ignorance. Therefore, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Papata Mera Naam Kahiye Kaitav Dharma Artha Kama Moksha Vancha Adi Sab. All that is ultimate darkness. So there is, you may say, how this term darkness is also relative, right? Well, there is some light, there is absolute darkness, or you can say some shades, you know, from darkness, there is some little bit lesser dark color, lesser shade of dark color, that is Jadavidya. They are not in total ignorance, but Jadavidya is more or less dark only. But Vedic knowledge, okay, fine, Vedic knowledge makes a person, cultured person. then it doesn't involve a person in too much of sin. Therefore, a person can have higher state of life. But still within the three worlds, within the 14 planetary system, there is also darkness from higher perspective. From higher perspective, it is still darkness. So the complete light is actually, the full light is revealed by Srimad Bhagavatam, by Lord Chaitanya, right, who has actually come to set an example of how to live, how to live, how to practice, how to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavad Gita are Krishna's words. Bhagavatam is primarily Krishna's actions. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is Krishna's heart. Right? So this is like a gradual progression. So Lord Chaitanya's appearance is compared to the sun and the moon, Lord Nityananda included here. They both dispel the darkness. The darkness of even the dharma, artha, kam, moksha, which is the primary goal of the Vedas. So the sun dispels the darkness, first characteristics. Then the sun reveals the objects of this world. When the sun rises, we can see everything in the true perspective. What does appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda reveal? Tattva vastu Krishna Krishna bhakti prema roop nama sankirtana sabu ananda sarup. So Lord Chaitanya has revealed the tattva vastu, just like we can see the objects. What is the real object to be known, to be seen in this world, to be understood? Tattva vastu. Tattva vastu Krishna. Krishna bhakti, Krishna prem. These three things. Our relationship with Krishna, the process, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prem, which is the ultimate goal. So tattva vastu Krishna, Krishna bhakti, prema roop. Nama sankirtana sab ananda sarup. And Lord Chaitanya has come to reveal these three aspects of tattva, the real substance, through the chanting of the holy name, Nama Sankirtan, Sab Ananda Swarup. And the process through which he reveals is also filled with great joy. So, just like there was one person who challenged Prabhupada that, Swamiji, I have heard that spiritual master knows everything, just like Krishna is all-knowing. That spiritual master is also all-knowing. Prabhu said, yes. He said, okay, so Swamiji, you are also a spiritual master. That means you should also be all-knowing. Can you tell me how many windows are there in this Empire State Building? Right? There are so many windows in that. So he is testing Swamiji, right? That you are supposed to be all-knowing. Swamiji said, how many drops of water in the mirage? Prabhupada replied. Your question is, how many drops of water in the mirage? This world is like a mirage, insubstantial, temporary. All the jadvidya is all temporary knowledge. Leads to, you know, repetition of birth, old age, disease, death. This is not the real knowledge. This is not the tattva vastu. Tattva vastu is Krishna. What is our relationship with Krishna? Krishna bhakti, the process, and prema, Krishna prema. So therefore, that is what Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda has come to reveal. So the sun dissipates the darkness. Not just dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Anything which is obstructive. Krishna bhakti rabadagyat shubha shubha karma. Seha hai jivera agyanatamo dharma. So the any activity which is an obstruction to development of Krishna consciousness is all agyan. It's all agyan. Ashubh. So it could be a very auspicious activity, so called. And we may think that something is very inauspicious that is occurring, but that could actually be true. That could actually be the true way of going ahead in spiritual life. So ignorance is all that which obstructs our Krishna consciousness. And the real auspiciousness is that helps us to progress toward Krishna consciousness. So therefore in the life of devotees, sometimes the auspicious event may actually be obstructive, and so-called inauspicious events may be actually very conducive. So there is a paradigm shift over here, paradigm change over here. What is real auspiciousness? That which helps us to progress in Krishna consciousness. So just like, to give an example, just a paradigm shift here. What is good? Is attentive chanting good or inattentive chanting good? Right? We all know attentive chanting is good, obviously. But then from another perspective, if someone is doing attentive chanting, that means listening to the holy name, but having a pride of saying that others are, you know, they're sleeping, how they have no taste for chanting or whatever, and what kind of pathetic chanting others are doing. I am chanting attentively. So that attentive chanting becomes an obstruction. Another example, there was one brahmachari in Gaudiya Math. He had great desire to read, you know, the bhakti scriptures. And he stole some from the bookshop, some Sandarbad and so on. And he wanted spending a lot of time in reading. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, even though you are reading bhakti scriptures, bhakti will not appear in your heart. Right? Because you don't have the proper attitude, sadachar, over here. You may become a pandit, but you will miss becoming a devotee. So even the activity is like directly chanting the holy names, reading Bhagavatam, and so on, could be obstructive if one has to see that whether one is actually progressive. Could be obstructive. One may be in ignorance even while performing the limbs of bhakti. What to speak of Jadavidya, what to speak of Vedic activities and the threefold of material nature. So one could still be remain in darkness even while performing activities of bhakti if one doesn't have the right understanding. If one doesn't check that, is this activity taking me closer to Krishna? Right? If I have the right attitude of doing it. So, therefore, sun dispels the darkness means it dispels everything which is obstructive to one's progress of Krishna consciousness. Obstructive to one's progress of Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya actually has revealed through his own example the pure, splendid path of devotion to Krishna. So we can fully understand from Lord Chaitanya's his own life and teachings what is truly progressive in life. So therefore it is described that who is the best teacher? Who is the best teacher? A best teacher is one who comes down to the level of a student and teaches. You know, because we used to have in IIT some professors, they had published hundreds of papers. They were so well educated. They had, you know, many, many awards to their credit. But whatever they would teach would go above the head. They could not understand the level of the student come down. So they would speak from their paper, they had done great research. So they were employed in IIT, you know, PhD, postdoc, double PhD. But we could not understand anything they were saying, could not relate. The best teacher is who comes to the level of student and teaches. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent and he is the best teacher. Apani kari mu bhakta bhava angikare, apani achari bhakti shikhai mu sabare. I will accept the mood and sentiment of a devotee. Apani kari mu bhakta bhava angikare. By my own example, I will teach devotional service. That is Lord Chaitanya's reason for descent, the most important reason. There are several reasons. This is one very important reason. So he comes down to our level and therefore and teaches us by his own example how to be progressive in Krishna consciousness. So the sun dispels the darkness and reveals the true object. The true path of devotion, which Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda did. Then they also are compared to the moon. What are the two unique qualities of moon? Moon brings great coolness. Moon, when full moon day, is a great cooling. So moon brings coolness, and the second effect of moon is it brings great tidal waves. The full moon brings great tidal waves. Therefore, this world which is suffering, find relief from the tapatraya, from the threefold miseries, by the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Jayo si Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragana Savar Prem Jyotsnai Ujjwal Tribhuvana. So the Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees are also like moon. Their presence actually gives relief from the burning threefold miseries. And also the ocean expands, right? By the appearance of the full, on the full moon day, there are high tidal waves and the ocean expands. So by Lord Chaitanya's appearance, there is increasing ecstasy in the heart and the ocean of love of Godhead expands. Srila Prabhupadananda Saraswati Thakur writes, Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Yena Majjanti Majjanti Sa Dino Dina Eva Saha. So by the appearance of Lord, the ocean of love of God has expanded. The ocean of love of God is expanding and it's flooding. That means it has come to you. Now you have to just take bath in that, take a dip in that. But he says, but there are so many people who climbed up their houses, right, on the top of the building, and they did not, you know, took advantage of that. So the flood of the mercy comes to you, but still there are people who are so unfortunate that they do not take advantage of it, take dip in it. So these are the two characteristics of sun and the two characteristics of moon. And both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are like the sun and the moon. Then the whole universe was filled with the Lord's name at the appearance of the Lord. Phalguna Purnimaye Prabhura Janmodaye Sai Kale Deva Yoge Chandra Grahan Hai. We'll go to second verse soon. The other verse will be faster recitation. So, Phalguna Purnimaye Prabhura Janmodaye. Phalgun Purnima. Yesterday was Phalgun Purnima. Lord Chaitanya appeared on Phalgun Purnima. But at that time, Sai Kale Deva Yoge, at that time there was a Chandra Grahan. So now the grahan, the eclipse, when the moon was eclipsed, it is considered most inauspicious. And therefore, because it's considered most inauspicious, therefore everyone was chanting the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, I was hearing class of Hidrani Radhana Swami Maharaj. He said, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord. Not just the devotees, the atheists were chanting. Those who are Mayavadis, they were chanting. Those who are tarkics, just dry logicians, they are also chanting. Everyone was chanting the holy name loudly, more loudly than the devotees. He said, please, devotees chant a little louder to keep reputation of devotees, right? The Mayavadis were chanting loudly. We'll try once again. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Jagabhari Hari Dhoni Hai. The whole universe was filled. All the people everywhere was chanting the Lord's name. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Hari Hari Bale Loka Harashit Haiya Janmila Chaitanya Prabhu Naham Janmaya. So everyone was chanting the holy name, everyone was feeling great jubilation in the heart. Thus the full moon of Lord Chaitanya appeared, first making the holy name appear. So the Lord Chaitanya made the holy name appear first and then he appeared. So Lord, there is a LIC have a saying, you know, they take pride in saying that we are with you in life and after life. But Lord Chaitanya made the holy name appear before life also. So they are with life after life, but even before life. So before he appeared, the holy name appeared. That's Lord Chaitanya's mercy supersedes all. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Thakur says, there has not been, there will not be such benefactors of the highest merit as Lord Chaitanya and his devotees have been, the offer of other benefit actually is cheating. They are saying that we want to benefit you, but actually they want to benefit themselves in this world. Anyone who promises you some benefit, they are actually cheating. Just like Amazon, when they launched in India, they said you download Amazon app and you save 50% on your first few purchases. Then someone wrote back in a comment that download app, yeah, and you what do you call when you remove the app? Uninstall the app. So install the app, save 50%. Then someone wrote back a comment, uninstall the app and you save 100%. So the offer of benefit in this world is actually cheating. Right? It's not actually the true benefit. But Lord Chaitanya's, there are no hidden clauses. His mercy is universally beneficial for all. The truest, greatest and eternal benefit has been shown by Lord Chaitanya. We'll go to the second verse. Now we'll be moving faster. There's a very beautiful series of verses which describes the Jagannath Mishra Utsav, appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Mishra Utsav combined together. सही काले निजालय उठिया द्वैत राय नित्य करे आनंदित मने हरिदास लैया संगे हुंकर कीर्तन रंगे केने नाचे केहा नहीं जाने. So now Lord Chaitanya has appeared. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya has taken place. Advaita Acharya is in Shantipur, Nijalaya, he that is home. But he suddenly got up and began dancing. People are wondering, what has happened to Advaita Acharya? There is no festival, there is no music, there is no singing. Suddenly someone comes, suddenly if you see someone just gets up and starts dancing. And there is no festival, nothing. So it's bewildering. Therefore, people are not able to understand. People around, the neighbors and anyone, he's dancing. And Haridas Thakur joined the dancing. Only Haridas Thakur who could actually understand the heart of Advaita Acharya. Haridas Thakur, so the two devotees of the Lord, these two associates of the Lord, they're at a distance and they both began dancing in great joy. And they are also began they began singing. They started singing and started dancing. But people are not aware that what has happened suddenly. They are checking their Vaishnava calendar. what's the occasion today? No one is able to know what's the occasion that Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur are dancing. So what's the occasion? Advaita Acharya has so fervently prayed. His heartfelt wish that may Lord Chaitanya descend to deliver all the fallen souls. That has been fulfilled. Yahara tulasi jale yahara hunkare sogana sahite chaitanya avatare. Yahara tulasi jale. Lord Chaitanya appeared in response to the offering of tulasi and Ganga jal and to his loud calling. Actually, these two simple activities of bhakti are very powerful. Very powerful via media. We all can practice it. I always recommend the devotees, even if you don't have DDs at home, you have a Lord's photograph. Right? Radha Krishna, Sitaram Lakshmanuman, Gaur Nitai, Lord Narasimhadev. Have photograph, just daily offer one leaf of Tulsi and dip it in little Ganga Jal. Just you take one drop of Ganga Jal, put it at the Lord's feet. This activity, the Lord becomes, he sold out to the devotee who offers just one Tulsi leaf and a drop of Ganga Jal, right? Dip it. Lord becomes sold out. Vikrinite sum atmanam bhakte bhyo bhakta vasala. We can all try it. It will make our life so sublime. Just daily we can offer a tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal to Lord's lotus feet. And loudly call the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This loud calling of the Lord's name is so tremendously powerful, you have to just try once to see its effect. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, whenever you feel that anarthas are overcoming you, you know, lethargy is overcoming you, you're not feeling enthusiastic in bhakti, loudly chant the holy name of the Lord. If not externally, from the heart, mainly it's from the heart. And from the heart, loudly call out to the Lord's name. You will see that how soon you will be able to overcome all obstacles by the loud chanting of the Lord's name. So it's a very powerful way, very powerful limb of bhakti to be able to attract Krishna's mercy. So Dvaitacharya practiced this too. And he has been loudly calling to the Lord's name and offering Ganga Jal and Tulsi. And therefore Lord Chaitanya became so obliged, he appeared. And therefore Dvaitacharya's desire has been fulfilled. His long standing wish has been fulfilled. Therefore Dvaitacharya felt within his heart, yes, the Lord has accepted my prayers, he's answered my prayers. Within his heart he felt like that. And he began dancing and chanting. Both of them, Haridas Thakur and Dvaitacharya, are dancing while to the loud chanting of the Lord's name. Third verse.
Jagat anandamay dekhi mane savismay. Thare thore kahe Haridas. Tumara echan ranga mora man parasanna. Dekhi kichu karya ache bhas.
So these all the verses are actually Adi Leela chapter 13, 98 onwards. You can check it out. There's a misprint over here. Or typing error. So Jagat Anandamay. The whole world became filled with great happiness. Anandamay. When you say moy, moy means otprot, external, internal. The whole world is, externally there are waves of happiness. Within the heart there is a great jubilation. So the whole world is becoming greatly happy. And Haridas Thakur is also very surprised. Dekhi mane savismay. And therefore he is through indication. Thare thore means through indication. He is giving some indication to Dvaitacharya. You know, you are dancing. I feel that something special has taken place. You have been making some prayers and so on. Looks like your prayers have been answered. So through some indication, he is indicating that dekhi kichu karya ashibhas, your long-standing pending work, something you have been looking forward, that has been fulfilled today. Something like someone is struggling for something for a long time, and that happens. A person feels very jubilant that point of time. Therefore, Haridas Thakur is indirectly congratulating. Haridas Thakur is indirectly congratulating Advaitacharya in this way. The next verse.
Acharya Ratna Shri Vasa Haila Mane Sukholasa. Yai snana kaila ganga jale. Anande vivalamana kare hari sankirtana. Nana dana kaila mano bale.
So Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur are celebrating far off. They are at quite a distance in Shantipur. But here in Navadvip, all the devotees felt great jubilation in their heart. Haila mane sukholas. So therefore, they felt great jubilation and they are going for Ganga Snan. Everyone was going for Ganga Snan. So therefore, all the devotees are also going for Ganga Snan. Just the activity of going for Ganga Snan itself is jubilant. Lord Chaitanya highly glorifies Mother Ganga. He says, you know, what to speak of bathing in Mother Ganga? Seeing Mother Ganga is so purifying. What to speak of seeing Mother Ganga? Just being touched by the air that blows over Mother Ganga purifies one existence and gives inspiration to chant the holy names. So there are unlimited glories of Mother Ganga. Therefore, when we desire that we want to go and bathe in Mother Ganga, it can fill the heart with great jubilation. So that itself is an act of jubilation. But today Lord Chaitanya has appeared. So there is a very special jubilation. It's not the regular jubilation that I'm going to take bath in Ganga. That itself is joyful, those thoughts. But lots, all the devotees of the Lord, they are having extraordinary joy they are feeling in their heart while they are going towards bathing in Mother Ganga. Anandevi vala man, overwhelming, flooding, the heart is flooding. And therefore, in great happiness, they are doing Kare Hari Sankirtan. They all are chanting the name of the Lord. And another thing which they are doing is, they started distributing charity. Nana Dana Kaila Manobale. Manobale, that means on the strength of their mind. What is that? Manobal. So they all felt great happiness and they felt the sudden inspiration to give charity. So when a person actually is very happy, he should give. He should give actually. The celebration means to give. There's a Vedic way of celebration. There is always one should give something to others in charity or something. So all the devotees felt great happiness and they wanted to give charity. At that moment they wanted to give charity, but it's not sometimes possible physically to do charity. Therefore charity is done by sankalp. Even if one is physically not able to do, if you say, you know, I give charity for this purpose at this, on this day, and that is done, it could be actualized later. Like some devotees, they call, you know, they call me and they say, Prabhu, I want to sponsor some service for the DTs or the devotees, but I cannot transfer the money today due to some reason. Bank is closed, network is not there, whatever. So can I transfer the money tomorrow? I said, yes, that's okay. He said, but I want to do today, you know. I said, charity is done by sankalp. You say for this cause and this date, that is done. Even if you transfer after 1 year, suppose for whatever reason, you don't even have the money in bank account. What to speak of, network is down or whatever. Right? There is some shortage of money, but you want to give. You could even actualize it later. What to speak of 1 day or so, it could be done later. But it should be actualized. That is the, if one can, whenever one has the capacity, one should actualize it. So therefore, all the devotees at that point, because like that's the time when Lord Chaitanya has appeared, that auspicious time, so they want to make a charity. Therefore, with their sankalp, that is manobal means with the power of sankalp, so they made the charity at that point of time. And then actualize, they all actualize later. Similarly, Vasudeva, he was in the jail, he gave lakhs of coin charity from the jail. Right? And later he actualized it, much later, years later. But he distributed charity. When Krishna was born, Vasudeva also distributed charity on the strength of sankalpa, on the strength of mind. So therefore, all the devotees of the Lord, associated with the Lord, they are doing charity by manobal, by sankalpa. Next verse. And of course, we should also understand that the highest charity Lord Chaitanya has taught is to give the charity of holy name and to also beg the charity of holy name. Beg the charity means we beg somebody that give me the charity of holy name. Like sometime. So Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda, Shuna Shuna Nityananda Shuna Haridas Sarvatra Amar Agya Kariha Prakash. Oh Haridas, oh Nityananda, I instruct you, go everywhere. Right? Since you are in the dress of a sadhu, culture is when sadhu goes, people say, you know, we want to give you some bhiksha, some charity. Prati ghare ghare yaha kar ei bhiksha. When people ask you, what can we give you in charity? Bhiksha. Ask them, bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna karo Krishna shiksha. Chant the holy name. Worship Krishna and follow the teachings of Krishna. So that's the highest charity we can give and we can beg. So all the devotees, of course, here, they were distributing charity of cows, wealth and so on by their sankalpa. All the devotees of the Lord. Go to the next verse. Yeah, this one. Ei mat bhakta tati yara yai deshe sthiti. Taha taha paya manubale. Nache kare sankirtana anandevi valamana. Dana kare grahane rachale. In this way, Bhakta Tati, all the associates of the Lord, whether they were in Shantipur, Navdeep, or at distant places, there are so many associates born in different places, like Bangladesh. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi is one aristocratic devotee of the Lord, he's in Bangladesh. He started distributing charity. And people are saying, suddenly, what is happening? Why are you distributing charity? Oh, today is Grahan. Grahan era chale. Right? So actually, within their heart, they're feeling the jubilation. The Lord Chaitanya has appeared. We should celebrate, give charity. So they are doing Sankirtan and charity. But people are not able to understand. So they are just saying this because of Grahan, Chandra Grahan. Right? So therefore, all the devotees, everywhere, they are celebrating by chanting the Lord's name and by doing charity. Next.
Brahmana sajan nari nana dravya thali bhari. Aila sabe yatu kalahiya. Yena kancha son dyuti dekhi bal kera murti. Ashirvad kare sukh paaya.
So the great festivity is, you know, the festival is building up. Now the festival is building up, Jagannath Mishra festival. The ladies, Brahmana ladies in Navdeep, right, it's being celebrated everywhere. Now the focus comes to Navdeep once again. In Navdeep, all the Brahmana ladies, they came to know that the Nima is born. Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, they have, you know, the child has been born. So they, on their plates, nana dravya, very auspicious things, like the fruits and unbroken grains, the vermilion, coconut, bananas, and so on. They arrange so many auspicious substance, and in great happiness, they all are walking. They all are walking. And when they saw, yena kancha son dyuti, the complexion of the baby boy, Nimai, is like, he's like a golden doll. Yena kancha son dyuti, dekhi bala kera murti. Seeing this beautiful golden form, they became so filled with joy that naturally the blessings are being pronounced from their hearts. The blessings are outpouring. Ashirvad kare sukh paiya. So, first of all, you know, in any celebration, the ladies have great enthusiasm. Right? So therefore, now the celebration is building up and the ladies are all coming forth to celebrate. In any festival, we see, even Bhagavatam describes, Krishna is leaving from Hastinapur, Krishna is walking into Dwarka. There's always ladies celebrating the festival with great enthusiasm. Right? So that is very auspicious, the chaste lady participating. So here also, all the ladies, you know, are described, that they started coming out, bringing very auspicious substances to the, they are all coming to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. Second important point here is, they all are bestowing their blessings on the child with great happiness. So therefore, real blessings, one doesn't even have to ask people, give me blessing. Just make devotees happy. And when the heart of someone is happy, there is a natural outpour of blessings, those are the real blessings. Sometimes, like, we catch hold of people's feet and make them miserable and ask them blessings. We can't get blessings by making people miserable. Ashirvad kare sukh paya. We have to do something to make the devotees happy. And then there is a natural outpour of blessings. So in this way, since all these ladies are extremely happy, the blessings are naturally coming forth from their heart. Next verse.
Savitri Gauri Saraswati Sachi Ramba Arundhati. Arayat Deva Nari Gana. Nana Dravya Patra Bhari Brahmanira Veshadhari. Asi Sabe Kare Darshana.
So not just the Navdeep ladies, this celebration is a universal celebration. Right? So therefore, Gaur Purnima is not limited to ISKCON centers or to this world. It's a universal celebration. So the Devata, all the ladies, heavenly ladies, Savitri, Gauri, Saraswati, they all are from the higher planets. Sachi, Ramba, Arundhati. Or yat devanari gan. So the Brahmana naris were there and this now devanari gan. So they also, you know, filled their thalis, plates, with various auspicious substances. So now, you know, imported gifts are coming. Imported from the heavenly planets. Right? So they all are bringing various kind of very costly things, you know, whatever is in the heavenly planets, that's much superior quality. Even the flower gives fragrance for a long time, or they don't fade, or to speak of the jewel and so many other auspicious substances. So they all are bringing this heavenly, the gifts for the child's appearance. But usually all the devatas, they could not actually come without the permission of the Lord, even to the dham. So when Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of the mother, all these devatas actually prayed, "My Lord, please grant us permission that we will be able to see and participate in our pastimes." So Lord, and they offered various prayers, and their prayers were heard and sanctioned by the Lord. Therefore, at times all these devatas could come and participate, but they would mostly remain invisible, alakshit. But here now, they actually, all these devanari gan, they assume the form of brahmanis. Brahmanis. So they were like human ladies. They assumed a form, and thus they are coming with great jubilation. Because so many people are coming, and not everyone knows everyone. So everyone thinks, okay, fine, you know, all the people of Navadvip or neighbors are coming. No one could recognize them, that these are heavenly ladies. So disguised, they all are coming to participate in the celebration. Next verse. Antarikshe devagana gandharva siddha charana stuti nityakare vadya gita nartaka vadak bhata navadipe yaranata sabe asi nache paya prita. So the ladies are the first one, right? But the men's, they also didn't want to remain behind, right? They are little behind, but they are catching up now with the ladies. So antarikshe devagan gandharva siddha charan. So they all these devatas, they brought their orchestra, right? So they are going to perform, they're going to sing, play various, they are bringing their musical instrument. So this heavenly orchestra has come to play at the piano of the Lord. So nartak, vadak, bhat, people are dancing, singing the glories. So they joined in. There are in Navadvip various dancers, singers, chanters, they all have come, and these devatas also, disguised as human, they joined in with all their music instrument, and therefore they all began singing, chanting, glorifying the activities of the Lord. Next verse. Keba se keba yae, keba nache keba gae. Sambhalite nare karbola. Khandilek dukha shoka pramada purita loka. Mishra haila anande vivala. So there is a chaos happening over here. Keba ase keba yai. Who is coming, who is going, who is singing, who is dancing? Like, you know, there has to be some organization in festival. But here, just anyone is coming and joining the kirtan party, suddenly someone is leaving, someone is dancing, chanting. So there is total chaos, but it is ecstatic chaos. Right? Everyone is feeling great happiness over here. So although there is nothing organized and everything is happening very spontaneously, the whole festival, and the humans are there and the devatas are also joining and everything, but everyone is feeling that their dukh shok, all the misery, all the lamentation is just dissipating. And pramoda purita lok, the whole world is filling with great ecstatic happiness, and therefore seeing these festivities, Jagannath Mishra, Haila Anand Devi, well, there was overwhelming joy in the heart of Jagannath Mishra. Next. Shivasera Brahmini Namatara Malini. Acharya Ratnera Patni Sange Sindura Haridra Taila Khaikala Narikela Diya Puja Nari Ganarange. So Shiva Sera, now see there are description of the various ladies, Brahmanis, and then the Dev Nari Gan, the heavenly ladies, then the other devatas and so on. Now the description of those who had a great motherly feeling. Shiva Sera, Shiva's Thakur's wife was Malini. Nityanand Prabhu actually called her mother. Nityanand Prabhu would sit down to eat, he would not eat with his own hands. Malini would have to feed him. Actually, so Malini fed Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu would just become like a child. And Malini would take up the food and feed Nityanand Prabhu. Like that. So there are many beautiful pastimes like that. So here is mother, Acharya Ratna's wife and Srivas Thakur. They all had a great motherly feeling. So this is described that they all, you know, brought all these various auspicious things. Sindur, Haridra, Taila, Khaikala, Narikela, bananas, coconut, vermilion, turmeric, and so on. And therefore, they also began worshipping the child, also Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. Next verse. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagat Pujita Arya Namatara Sita Thakurani Acharera Agya Paya Gela Upahara Laya Dekhite Balak Shiromani. So this word is a special mention is that of the Sita Thakurani. She also has a great motherly affection. Taking permission of Vaidacharya, she had huge amount of the description of what all she took, number of verses. So she took many, many gems, golden ornaments, and many auspicious substance, beautiful clothes. And then she is going on a palanquin to see this Balak Shiromani, the crest jewel of all the children. We have, I think, three or four verses to recite. Sarva Anga Su Nirmana Suvarna Pratima Bhana. Sarva Anga Sulakshana Maya Balake Radivya Jyoti Dekhi Paila Bahu Priti Vasalete Dravila Ridaya. So what they are seeing, you know, Srivas Thakur's wife, Acharya Ratna's wife, Sita Thakurani, Sarva Anga Sunirman, this is described the beauty of the child. All his limbs were perfectly formed. Suvarna Patrima Bhan, just like a golden doll. Sarva Anga Sulakshana Mai, all the limbs were having the highest auspicious symptoms. Seeing Balakera Jyoti, his splendor, effulgence, they all had great affection being outpoured from their heart. And Vatsalete, out of motherly affection, Dravila Hridaye. So all these mothers, their heart melted in great motherly affection for Nimai. Next verse. Aiche Sachi Jagannath Putra Paya Lakshmi Nath Puna Haila Sakala Vanchita Dhana Dhanya Bhare Ghara Lokamanya Kalevara Dine Dine Hai Anandita. So in this way, now the narration is coming to conclusion. Aiche Sachi Jagannath Putra Paya Lakshminath. In this way, Sachi Mata Jagannath Mishra, they obtained this as son who is not different from Lakshminath, the goddess of Lakshmi. He's actually Krishna. The supreme Lakshmi is Srimati Radharani. He is Parathakurani. Therefore, he is none other than the goddess of husband of the goddess of fortune. Pun Haila Sakala Vanchit, all their innermost desires of the heart were actually fulfilled by obtaining Lord Chaitanya as their son. And therefore there were no want of anything. Dhana dhanya bhare ghar, lokamanya kalevar, everyone was giving them respect. All the prosperity was obtained. So what actually, you know, the heart will remain empty, unfulfilled, unless the Lord appears in the heart. Unless the Lord appears in their heart. So therefore, we should pray on this Gaur Purnima, just like the Lord made His appearance and, you know, filled the whole world with great auspiciousness, with the chanting of the Lord's holy name. May the also Lord appear in our heart. We have to prepare our heart, we have to pray for that. Unless the Lord appears in the heart will never find any satisfaction. And when the Lord is there in the heart, there is no wants, there are no needs at that point of time. So therefore, we should invite the Lord on this Gaur Purnima within our hearts. Aiche Prabhu Sachi Ghare Kripai Kaila Avatare Yei Iha Kare Shravana Gaur Prabhu Dayamaye Tare Haena Sadaye Sai Pai Tahara Charana. In this way, Aiche Prabhu Sachi Ghare, in this way Lord Chaitanya appeared out of His great mercy in the house of Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra. Now please hear, even if you have been feeling sleepy, now you may get up. There is a great benediction Kaviraj Goswami is offering. He said, one who hears this, ye iha kare shravan, Lord Chaitanya is extremely merciful. And there is a high tide of mercy. Gaur Purnima, Jagannath Mishra feast, yesterday and today especially, is a high tide of mercy. The Lord's mercy will surely, you know, touch or enter your heart and you will obtain Lord Chaitanya. The Lord will surely appear. If you hear this narration of Lord appearance, He will surely appear in your heart and you will all attain the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra. Paiya manushya janma yena shune gaur guna hena janma tar vyarth haila paiya amrit dhuni piye vishagart pani janmi asakene nahi maila. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has offered a great benediction that if you hear this pastime, you will surely have Lord Chaitanya appear in your heart, you will attain His lotus feet. And you have obtained human form. If you do not do that, then hena janma tar vyartha haila, the human form, the whole life is actually a waste. You had the opportunity to drink the nectar, amrita dhuni, but still you only drank gutter water throughout the life. That is Garthapani, Vishagarthapani. So the filthy water. Leaving the great nectar of passing of Lord Chaitanya, if one only hears and remains concerned about the worldly talks, worldly matters, which is like a filthy water, you should have died, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami said, just after taking birth. Better for you would have been to die after taking birth. That means Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami here is saying that his very strong word, he's waking us up that let's not wait this time in so many worldly concerns because they will never end. The body will end, but the worldly concerns will never end in this world. So let's try to spend some time drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's beautiful pastime that will give us eternal life. So in strong words, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is making this appeal. And everything will be possible by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord. And that what he concludes his whole narration by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Acharya Advaita Chandra Sarupa Rupa Raghunath Dasa Iha Sabara Shri Charana Shire Vandi Nijadana Janma Leela Gaila Krishna Das. So accepting the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Sarup, Rup, Raghunath, right, their associates, the six Goswamis. Iha sabara shri charan, I worship the dust of the lotus feet. I hold the dust of the lotus feet as my only wealth in life. Shire vandi nijadhan. So the lotus feet are the dust of Vaishnavas, their mercy, their great example, the inspiration which we can get from them. That is my only wealth. And thus accepting that wealth or considering that to be my only wealth, I, Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Janma Leela Gaila. I sing the Janma Leela. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is Shri Rupa Raghunath Pade Yare As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. I speak the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But here he says, I sing Janma Leela. Right? So in great jubilation, like in when your heart is filled with joy, you don't walk, you dance. Right? Similarly, when your heart is filled with joy, you don't say, you sing. You sing. Therefore, in great jubilation, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has sung this Janma Leela and made it this great wealth available to us. So, holding the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, his instruction, his example, his teachings as our only wealth in the heart. And let's value the real sweet. Let's taste this sweet which Prabhupada has given. As I said, I began the class by saying, Prabhupada mentioned that Chaitanya Charitamrita is real Bengali sweet. And today is Jagannath Mishra feast. And all of you, even though you are diabetic, must have feast on this sweet by hearing, singing these beautiful leelas of Lord Chaitanya. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much.